This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Well, I got to tell you about the team Falconer who got fired.
Yeah, let's talk about penis enlargement.
Yeah, his name is, this guy's name is Juan Bernabe. Mm-hmm. Probably not pronouncing that right. But
probably not, but
we get this. This is a team called Lazio. They are in Rome. They are an Italian soccer club.
They're in the top league, I think.
Yeah, they are a professional soccer club. They have a Falconer because in Italy... The Falcon means something? I don't know.
Represents prosperity.
Hey, can we just say Falcons are pretty damn cool? I mean, why wouldn't you want...
Falconing in general seems pretty awesome.
Why wouldn't you want... Like, if I was starting a sports team, and regardless of what my mascot was, if someone was like, would you like a Falconer? The answer is yes. Auburn has the damn Tigers, but they have a Falconer. War Eagle. I'm sorry, that's cool. If I'm the Chicago Bears, I'm getting myself an Eagle. And then you play the Eagles, and you've got a cooler Eagle than they have? Advantage you.
The Wynn has a Falconer at the pool.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Because they want to keep the birds away from your food and stuff.
Oh, and the Falcon, like, scares
so
off
she,
the
yeah,
rats.
Yeah, scares off all the birds.
Pigeons of the sky.
But they put one of those little leather hats on him.
Oh, yeah, the helmet.
Falcon hood.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
And then when they need you, it takes it off and it, you know, cruises around.
Yeah, I don't know. The lady was kind of a bitch about it. Well, I asked her about it. And
I think
she,
they put the helmet on it so that the bird just calms down and it knows, like, it's not time
right.
to go kick
resourceful
your
resourceful little bitch. Yeah, she wasn't having it, so I was like, all right, fine. Yeah. I guess
she's
I don't
a grade-A bitch.
I don't get to talk Falcon with the Falcon lady, but grade-A prime bitch. Anyway, Juan went out and got himself a new penis, which should not be a fireable offense.
I would not think...
Because Suk has already done that.
Well, I'm working on it.
And we have not fired him.
I didn't know it was the thing. I did not know... Like, I thought you only got, like, the artificial penis, like, when yours was broken.
You know, he got a prosthetic.
I did not know that was a thing.
Penile implant.
Had no idea.
Well, is an implant a prosthetic, though, or is that just an enhancement?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. It's called it...
Because, like, if you get boob implants, you're not getting new boobs. You're kind of getting new boobs. You're getting enhanced same boobs.
Those are new boobs.
In this story, they're calling it both ways, so I don't know. But it says that... he's a 56-year-old, very roided up, veiny, muscly...
Yeah, he's a high T, bro.
White guy. Yeah, and he loves Mussolini.
it's a great wrinkle to this story.
He posted the photo on his social media of his new penis. And so his social media is private, but the team...
Can I just say...
The team saw it, and they fired him.
The idea that you would, one, brag about your fake penis says something about you, but two, that you would post a photo... Who's posting a photo of their penis?
Mr. Burnaby.
Check out the new goods.
I guess.
He was at the clinic in Rome with his new ween protruding underneath the bed sheet.
Oh, so it wasn't bare. He was doing like a Scooby-Doo ghost penis mystery.
But it was meant to show off the goods.
Hey, you know? Check out what I got going on. Hey, if you spent all that money, right, wouldn't you... well, like, how is this any different than if a lady goes and gets new uptops and then takes a big cleavage photo?
Well, I had the same thought. I'm like, is this really a fireable thing? And it was his private social media. But the team said they fired him right away.
I feel this is sexist.
His caption with the photo of his dong was a wonderful operation. Hmm. But the club said it is aware that fans could be disappointed about what happened and the fact that the Eagle will not be there at the home game until they find a new Falconer.
Yeah.
But they said it was unacceptable.
Huh.
And
I don't.
He got turfed.
See, I thought he just took a photo of the penis and put it out there. But he did not.
And now you're depriving the fans of falconry?
I think this story is egregious. Because, again, if a woman went and got enhancements and then took a photo showing the enhancements in a classy, low-cut dress, which does happen, why else are you getting up tots, there's no way that they would fire her. So why is he being fired for showing off his bulge?
So he went on a podcast.
Of course he did.
Over there. And he had to explain, you know, his big story. So he had to go on there.
Is it possible that he's just a Mussolini right-wing ass, and so they wanted him?
See, I think that's some of it. Although there are,
they were looking for the opportunity, kind of.
There are some texters who are saying that team is associated with some fascist elements of some things going on in Italy.
So it works hand in hand.
But he told the host of the podcast that he got the surgery done for non-medical reasons. It was purely for sexual gratification. And
I wanted a bigger
dog. Honesty.
They asked him if he regretted it. He said, "I don't regret it." He goes, "I grew up in a open-minded family of naturists. I don't understand what's pornographic about it. For me, nudity is normal, and I never regret anything, let alone doing something that has a medical purpose."
Hmm. Grew up in a small penis household and just had to change that.
That's really what this boils down to. He grew up with a small penis and he'd had enough. And you make enough money in the falconry game, next thing you know, you're getting a giant dong.
The team said, "Shocked to see the photographic images and video of Mr. Juan Burnaby and to read the statements that accompanied them."
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We have stopped with immediate effect all relationship with this person given the seriousness of his behavior, said the club.
I don't get why that's... What's the seriousness of it?
Yeah. Again, I think Buck's onto something. I think that
They were looking for a reason to can him.
He's been pretty controversial. Apparently, he did a fascist salute a couple of years ago at a game, and he got suspended.
So someone in management's like, you know what? I'm tired of the Falconer being an issue. Can we just get rid of this guy?
Yeah, but and then they say, well, yes, but you have to have a reason. Well, how about this reason? Dong photo. Perfect. Fire.
As if the fascist salute wasn't enough.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dong photo. By the way,
did you say video too?
Yeah, they said video. There must have been a video in there. I don't know. I didn't see that. I haven't seen the... I kind of wanted to see the Wang, because I wanted to see what that looked like. A fake penis, or like a penile implant.
Yeah.
Like, because all I think of is like Dirk Diggler, you know?
Yeah.
No, I'm a star.
I have looked up, and again, merely for show research purposes.
Well, you're gonna get spammed big time with that.
The algorithm's changing.
Yeah, the algorithm knows you want a fake dong now.
All right, well, I can tell you that there are...
Which you already...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 separate penile surgeries that you can get to enhance your dong.
Okay.
Now, it sounds like he said he got implants. Well, so
maybe. Well, it said penile implant.
Okay. So this is, they insert silicone implants, and it doesn't lengthen it, but it gives you girth.
Okay.
You put on white walls. You put on some siding, aluminum siding. There's another one where you cut the ligament attaching the penis to the pelvic bone, thus freeing the dong to hang down further.
Ah.
There's a ligament that cut, but you can experience some inability to raise it. So, but it does lengthen it.
Okay.
You can do the silicone, silicone implants, which is what this guy got, where they just stick them in the sides. There's a fat transfer where you can take fat from another part. And again, that most of these are girth. The only one that...
Oh, yeah. How could they even lengthen your...
So the only one that lengthens it, besides the one where you cut the ligament, is they take the tip of your finger. You cut off the tip of your finger.
What?
And then they call it the VY advancement. They, you know... Anyway, they cut the tip of your penis, and you insert the tip of your finger, and that's how you
makes it longer. Yeah.
That's how you lengthen it.
Weird.
So that's the only lengthening procedure. Everything else is girth.
God. All right, we'll wrap it up next on the thing.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.